then, even though it's not going to spend it this
year. Well, no, not then. That just approves the thing. Then HEW puts the money into a deposit account. And the school board is supposed to draw it down as it needs it. In other words, it doesn't give the school board the whole amount at once. It puts it in a deposit account, which doesn't add to our expenditures until it's drawn on. What happened in the month of May, however, the school boards drew down far more than they'd been expected to, and HEW suspects that they drew down a lot more than they needed. We think the reason for this was that in order to avoid a lot of June buying, we had HEW and budget agreed sometime in May that they put out an order, no more approvals of new projects unless you've got a darn good demonstration of why you need it to avoid June buying. We think the school boards got this somehow confused and thought we're cutting off their drawdowns of cash and hence descended on the fund to draw cash down. Now, that's a confusing story, but we think that's what happened.
Now, what are they doing? Calling the states and asking them to look at their plans?
They're doing three things. One, they've called the states and told them to check the school boards that have drawn down. Well, I don't have the exact details, but approximately it says drawn to check the school boards that have drawn down and try to get some of that back where they've really drawn down too much. Secondly, they have long established relationships with the public assistance people, the welfare people in the states, and they're trying to get voluntary agreements with some of these welfare people to run for a couple of extra weeks without drawing on the federal government, kind of borrowing in a sense in the future, so that a welfare, there are a number of states where they got good relationships with these people, and they say, look, fella, just kind of hold off for a couple of weeks and we'll give you a big slug in July rather than you getting it in June. This will save us some. Thirdly, in the case of these education programs, they've simply put out an order saying that there will be absolutely no more drawdowns during the remainder of the month unless personally approved up at HEW. So this is to stop as much as can be stopped in the last 2 weeks of the month in this education area and get back some of what the others were. The problem is that these school people have never been in this before. The health and welfare people have had this kind of relationship with HEW for a number of years and kind of know the rules of the game. But these school board officials all over the country have never had this before, and they get, they just don't know how to run it. So finally, in addition to all of this, HEW has initiated a big review of the whole financial aspect of the program to make sure this can't happen again.
Are you likely to go screw any other place, anybody else? Is GSA liable to show up with less than they thought, or?
No.
Are they going to make their billion collection?
Well, they would. I don't have the latest figure on it, Mr. President. I don't think they'll quite make the billion collections, but they'll come close. I'd better check it before I give you a final number. I don't have the last.
Do that and tell them to get on the phone, talk to any of these folks who haven't paid their bill. They've sold over a billion, but they
right,
just haven't
that's
collected.
Right. Yes, sir.
I don't know why they don't tell a guy like the Aluminum Company of America, whoever it is, to goddamn it, we got to have a check now by June 30th because we're closing our books this month.
Well, there's no... They can do this where they've delivered the goods, but in many cases they've made sales with delivery stretching over 3 or 4 months. And it's kind of hard to collect your money before you've delivered the goods. They're trying, but we're still uncertain in some areas of exactly how it's going to come out this month. But NASA, you can't tell. We've got a forecast, but you can't.
Why don't you talk to Jim Webb and see if, don't let him do something like HEW did. He's smart enough that he could watch it if you told him to be careful. Tell him to pay everything in July and he can.
Yeah, we've done it and I'll do it again.
Do it again. Don't get an argument with him.
I know.
Tell him if he wants consideration, you yield him an hour. But just tell him if he wants consideration from you, a good way to get on your good side now is you want to keep your deficit lower than last year. And last year it was 3-4?
The deficit?
Yeah.
3-4.
3-4. So, hell of a note for the president to have to remind the budget director what the deficit is.
I'm sorry. I've got so many kicking around.
I've got a PhD. Then, anyway, that you want it to be below the 3-4. Now you're running about 4. And looks like you're running about 4 because we got to count that
extra 400.
And let's see if there's anything that he can do about his stuff coming in, telling him he's the old budget director and the best one I ever had, that you think that he could probably take a look at this and let him come in July the 1st instead of June the 31st, and that there's that much difference. And he might cooperate with you. He told me he'd get 60 or 70 million once.
60 million, yeah, he said he'd get. You realize, Mr. President, I'd be glad to do that, but it's going to cost me 2 hours out of my day.
That's right. Now, what else have you got?
Well, we've got a question.
GSA, you can check.
GSA, we've got the receipts on the stockpile.
NASA, veterans, I guess you're bleeding them all you can.
Bleed them, and they're doing that extra $140 million that we talked about. That's picking us up $140 million.
Why, but not issuing the checks?
Well, by changing the date on the checks.
By right. Making it July the 1st?
Mm-hmm. We're doing it, I think, in a way which will avoid criticism. They have five cycles of checks. In other words, they split their whole roll into five distinct categories or cycles. In May, they change the date on one. In June, they're going to change the date on two of those five. That'll give us 140. Then next year, they can go on and in July change another date and so on. So nobody, it'll be so gradual, it won't be suspicious. And obviously, they're in the HEW area in general, and labor and EDA, all of these areas where we pay money out to state and local government, to states and local governments. You know, it can go.
Are you watching poverty?
That's right. Poverty.
I imagine
that
they're
about $20 million, as far as we can tell, of where they.
I imagine they chisel though. I imagine they're the kind who would try to get in.
Not with Bert Hardy. Not with Bert Hardy, Mr. President. They. We think they'll be within about $20 million of where they promised to be, and that was about 200 and some million below the budget.
That under or over?
Under.
The 20?
Under. The 20. The 20 will be over.
Well, make him get down to his 20. Call him and tell him if we're watching him. The president asked what Harding's done and see whether he's over or under. Tell him that's all he wanted to know, whether he was an under man or an over man, whether he was cautious or whether he wasn't. Is Harding straightening that out any?
Yes, sir. Well, I shouldn't say that quickly. I've been in there long enough. The report he turned in, we had him running the survey team. The report he turned in was a darn good report on what was wrong with the place. And in addition to being a good man, he knows how to work with people. So I think, that place is always going to be difficult by its very nature. But I think he's an awfully good choice.
Now, what about your allocation to states on roads and stuff?
Now, on that one, Mr. President, apparently, you were kind of trying to hold Fallon up on that authorization bill. The way the thing works, that holding up the authorization, unless you hold it up past October, won't make much difference, because it isn't that authorization bill that's going to make a lot of difference to what they do. The only way, I think, I'm not sure I discussed this with you before, but to really do something on highways, the only way you can really do it is to get it not at the authorization stage or the allocation of funds stage, but the approval of contracts. And somehow you've got to tell the states, I don't mean you personally, but the states have to be told, Mr. President, that during the next period, whatever period you want, three months, 6 months, 9 months, they had better be prepared in their planning for us approving only 90% of the contracts that they otherwise would make. If you hold back on the appropriate, on the allocations or authorizations, then you hit some states very hard and other states not at all.
Have you talked to, who does this, Boyd?
Boyd and under him, Whitten, that's right. This technically and administratively, this can clearly be done. But obviously if you tell 50 states, however quietly you tell 50 states that from now on, for the next 3 or 6 months, we're only going to approve 90%, you're going to get a lot of kickback. But administratively, it can be done. There's no major technical problem involved. It's just a question of whether you want 50 states.
How are they spending? $4 billion a year?
$4 billion plus a year, yes, sir.
Well, I wouldn't say much if we had 10% be 400
million. Well, actually, it would be four. It's gets up closer to five, actually. I forget the exact rounding. It's four plus a good fraction, and we get you 450-odd million, I think. That's not to be sneezed at.
No, if we start this other route, we'll just have to do that. That'll be the most fruitful one, won't it?
That plus, Well, the core, but the core is difficult too. Plus, postponing someone, the core. You don't have to. The one thing about highways and core, you can tell people you're deferring. You're not cutting their program. They'll get the same total highways.
Yeah, but they say they all come in like the Arkansas, and it's so much cheaper to do it without deferring. You lose a lot of money. You got Monroe in, you got McClellan, and by the time you get through, they stop your transportation department. They stop everything.
Well, my view on this, which I didn't want to get too in front of yesterday with Martin there, is that I think Joe is right in terms of making a pitch on this. I don't think it's right, however, to go make a lot of big noises on what you're going to defer before you get most of your appropriation bills.
I don't think you can.
I think after you do that, that's another matter. But I just don't see how you can have appropriation bills still up there and tell them you're going to hold back. It seems to me it'll kill some things you want, and secondly, it puts them in a position of saying, well, if you really want to cut back, why don't you send up budget amendments? And I think we ought to do it, but I'm not sure we ought to link what you're going to hold back to an appeal to them to hold back themselves. I think the two just don't go in the same...
Where on our great society can we cut without murdering us? Poverty?
Well, first,
riots in every city, won't it?
I think if you did poverty now, I think during the summer, it should not be done. I think you've got to let those summer programs go ahead. It seems to me after the summer is over, then you might be able in some places to hold back. But I would agree if you did it now, during the summer, with these summer programs in particular, I think the results would be very bad. Not in terms of the program, but just in terms of riots. We've gone through HEW, and there are a number of prices that could be held up, but for example, you don't have to spend all of the additional money they give you for NIH. You might spend some of it. I mean, I think if you actually impounded every dime of what they added, it would not be good. But I think impounding part of it would indicate that you're reasonable, but, you know, don't go the full way. We've looked through some of their other programs, and by holding up $10 million here and $20 million there, you could come up to a modestly respectable sum. In the case of the Economic Development Administration, with the economy moving the way, headed the way it is, you might be able to hold back on some of those.
Why are your expenditures up so much? You 106 something, and you let Bob add 500.
No, we had let Bob add $1.5 billion.
Yeah, but
what it ends up with is that Bob would add $1.5 billion, the other agency would knock off 500, so you'd add net $1 billion. That's how it comes out. You had started with 106.4 and you end with 107.4.
What does this do to your domestic expenditures? Exclusive of the thing.
They go down $500 million. From 52.2 to 51.7.
I thought that they were going down $1 billion.
No, sir.
Didn't we try to get $1 billion? Didn't we talk about $1 billion?
We talked about $1 billion. We first started talking about $1 billion cutting the deficit. And then at one time before we lost this 300, we were up to about $700 million on non-defense. Of that, we lost 200 of that. So that's where the 500 comes out. Now again, we might do 700. We might on the other hand do 300. It's within that kind of a range. Part of the...
What was our deficit in... It was $8 billion the first year I came in. That was 63. That was fiscal 64. Eight what something? It was scheduled to be 11, and we got it to 8. Didn't we
got it to 8 something.
8 plus.
Let me put the phone down for 1 second. And I can grab that. Or do you want that right now? I'll get on another table. Just a second. And it was 11 something and came out to 8.2.
Right, that's fiscal 64 now. 65.
65, we came out to 3.4, and you had the very first one was 6 something, I believe. Let's see, fiscal 65.
times.